All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the life and legacy of Chester A. Arthur, the 21st President of the United States. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here, you'll learn 7 key facts about Chester A. Arthur. Arthur's ascent after an assassination demonstrates determination despite doubts. Let's get right to it with fact number 1. Chester Alan Arthur served as the 21st President of the United States from 1881 to 1885. Arthur assumed the presidency after President Garfield's assassination, facing skepticism but working to overcome his past political ties. Who was the 21st President of the United States? Correct answer: Chester Alan Arthur. Remember this, 21st in line, Arthur took his time. Next up, fact number 2. Arthur was born on October 5, 1829, in Fairfield, Vermont. His birth in Vermont to an immigrant father and New England mother set the stage for his diverse upbringing and future leadership. Where was Chester A. Arthur born? Correct answer: Fairfield, Vermont. Here's a memory aid. Born in 29, Vermont was fine. Moving on to fact number 3. He became president after the assassination of President James A. Garfield. Arthur's unexpected rise to the presidency followed a national tragedy, testing his ability to lead with integrity. Who was president before Chester A. Arthur? Correct answer: James A. Garfield. Garfield's fall, Arthur's call. Let's keep it rolling with fact number 4. Arthur's administration saw the largest expansion of the U.S. Navy during his time. This expansion was part of modernizing military infrastructure, setting the stage for future global influence. Which president oversaw the largest expansion of the U.S. Navy in the 19th century? Correct answer: Chester A. Arthur. Navy's rise under Arthur's eyes. Now let's move forward to fact number 5. He implemented the Pendleton Civil Service Reform Act of 1883. Despite his ties to the spoil system, Arthur championed this reform to promote merit-based government appointments. Which act did Arthur sign to reform civil service? Correct answer: Pendleton's Civil Service Reform Act. Pendleton's pen reforms men. On to fact number 6. Arthur vetoed the first version of the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act, but signed a second version. His complex stance on immigration reflected domestic pressures and international treaty considerations. What significant act did Arthur initially veto in 1882? Correct answer: Chinese Exclusion Act. Veto first, then sign the worst. Let's jump ahead to fact number 7. He suffered from poor health and retired at the end of his term in 1885. Arthur's declining health contributed to his decision not to seek re-election, marking a quiet end to his presidency. When did Arthur retire from the presidency? Correct answer: 1885. In 85, Arthur takes a dive. All right, let's continue with a quick recap. Who was the 21st President of the United States? Correct answer: Chester Alan Arthur. Where was Chester A. Arthur born? Correct answer: Fairfield, Vermont. Who was president before Chester A. Arthur? Correct answer: James A. Garfield. Which president oversaw the largest expansion of the U.S. Navy in the 19th century? Correct answer: Chester A. Arthur. Which act did Arthur sign to reform civil service? Correct answer: Pendleton's Civil Service Reform Act. What significant act did Arthur initially veto in 1882? Correct answer: Chinese Exclusion Act. When did Arthur retire from the presidency? Correct answer: 1885. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.